Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is Chris Webb, who I truly believe is the unlikely mentor, if you know anything about my life, which I hope to share more of as these podcasts continue. I'm having a lot of fun with these podcasts. So, hey, listen, so today I want to talk about how we're programmed in regards to our view on money, on career, on income, on wealth. And you know, there's of course a ton of different topics on this, but so I want to just touch on a couple things. First, it's going to be touch on our mindset, on our programming. And then I also want to share some ideas with you, that maybe some people haven't thought of, or maybe you have thought of, or maybe you just need a reminder. Because our goal here is hopefully to get ourselves in a better mindset, moving forward towards our goals and dreams, which typically are going to require wealth of some sort. If you want to have any kind of, let's say, time freedom or financial freedom, I think there's a lot of people who have financial freedom but don't have the time freedom. So then it just becomes, yes, I make a high income, but I don't have any time to enjoy it. And we've all heard those stories before. Maybe you're one of them, or maybe you know somebody who is in that situation. So one of the things that I was reading today is, you know, the question we were probably told, or you've heard, I'm sure you've heard. If you haven't, I would find that hard to believe, or maybe not hard to believe, but I can tell you right now, it's an important question, and I think it's been asked in our childhoods. See, I'm 49. I'll be 50 in just a few months. So I think in our childhoods, it comes up, but almost not as a serious question, or it's a serious question. I guess I can only speak for myself too, or it's a serious question, but there's nothing to back it up with. There's no solution. There's no advice. At least, you know, with some steps or anything like that. But the question is, are you working for your money, or is your money working for you? And I say that, you know, obviously that's an important question. And I think that the majority of us being raised in the 70s and 80s have heard that before. And so in regards to me growing up, I'd heard it for sure, and always wanted my money to work for me, but never knew what that looked like, how that worked, or anything like that. But here is something that is, I think, very important in regards to how we move forward when we are at that young age, going into the workforce. One thing that I read this morning is, like, most likely your parents, when you were, I don't know, 14, 15, 16, when you were, you know, starting to get ideas about income and things like that, they most likely didn't say, hey, get out there and learn how to create a passive income, right? Most likely they said, get out there and find yourself a good job. Go to school, get a job. Right? So we should know that a passive income is what's going to create the lifestyle that most people are looking for, right? Most people aren't looking to work day in, day out, every day for the rest of their life and bust their balls. I mean, look at it. So when someone says the key to financial success, or the key to wealth, or the key to getting rich is work hard, work your ass off, well, I think if we take a look around, how many billions of people on the planet are working their ass off? And then how many of them are rich? How many of them are wealthy? How many of them have time freedom, financial freedom? Very few, right? Very few. But if you look at the people who are rich, who are wealthy, who do have the time freedom, the financial freedom, are they working their ass off every day in a job somewhere? Or are they typically, you know, out playing golf, out on their boats, enjoying life, going to lunches, going to dinners? So you have to look at it is, are you working hard for your money, or is your money working hard for you, right? So then it goes back to how you were raised, how I was raised. And if you're anything like me, then it was go to school, get a job, go to school, get a job, go get a job, go to school, and learn how to get a better job. I just don't, you know, when I was raised, that wasn't fitting for me. That wasn't my jam. I hated school. And so I leaned into, you know, getting job. I did not like a 9-to-5 lifestyle. I liked something more commission-based, more tip-based, more something where I can control my income a little bit more. I felt that was better, at least better. Also, it didn't require me to go to school, which I hated. So I think that's just a really important question to ask is how we were raised. What is our files on that? What is our mindset on that? What is our emotions towards passive income versus, trading your time for money? Because I think that really the only missing ingredient are what are some ideas for passive income? How could I get started? And what kind of money does it take? Like, can I do it? Is it a thing? It's so abnormal when we're raised in a way that is, no, go to school, get a job. If we're not, then passive income is abnormal, and going to school, getting a job, working your ass off and never becoming rich is normal. That's how we were raised. It's not that we're choosing to do that. It's a programming. I truly believe it's a programming. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to share some quick ideas with you. I don't want to make this podcast too long. I'm going to share some quick ideas to you, and I'll come right back in just 1 second. Okay, so let's just quickly go over some different ideas. We all know what getting a job looks like. We all know what trading time for money looks like. And don't get me wrong, you could have a sales gig or a commission gig, and you could work for somebody else and have somewhat of some time freedom. But again, you would still be working for yourself. And if we're looking at the, you know, achieving at a high level and creating wealth freedom or creating financial freedom and time freedom, time freedom is going to be being your own boss, however you look at it. So what are some ideas outside of working for somebody else, outside of trading your time for money? So a lot of these you have, I'm sure, heard before. But let's just dig in just to a couple things with them. So, of course, you have your investment earnings from stocks, mutual funds, even maybe mortgages. So that's great passive income. So all of these are going to give you passive income. Okay. So your investment earnings, which are going to require an investment. Right. So that's important to know. And so I think what stops a lot of people is so many people say, well, I don't have the money to fill in the blank, right? And I get it, because we were programmed at an early age to not start doing this sooner. So we have to start thinking about ways that we could do it even at a small level, because that small level is going to stack up to a point where you can, your returns will be high enough that you actually feel like they're making a significant difference in your life, right? So you have your investment earnings, your stocks, mutual funds, mortgages. You have real estate, investing in real estate, absolutely 100%. You could have your passive income there on rentals, whether it be apartment buildings, whether it be condos, whether it be a house, multiple houses, whatever it is, right? So that's a great, fantastic source for passive income if you have the capital to make it happen, or some partners, or whatever it is, right? So it's going to take some effort financially to make that happen, but it's a fantastic source of passive income, because as we know, the housing market, no matter what it looks like right now, and no matter what it looks like over a few year period, it doesn't matter. Look at it, what it was 50 years ago, look at it to now, or even 20 years ago, look at it to now, even 10 years ago, look at it to now. You can't lose on the long term. And then you have, let's say, royalties, right? You have royalties from books, from music. I mean, if you're creative, right? You have royalties from books, you have royalties from music, you have royalties from software designs, licensing. So if you can use your creativity there, and look at it, you can do multiple things, and you can write multiple books and create multiple types of music, and you know what I mean? So this isn't just pick one and do it. But I think a lot of people don't think about these things, and I think if you keep them in the forefront of your mind, you'll see more opportunities, right? That's the whole thing. Your doors will open if your energy is towards something, right? Whatever your energy is towards, doors are going to open for. So royalties, yes, good one. a franchisor. Absolutely. Right? Franchisor. You can look into that. You can make a ton of money, a ton of passive income. However, a ton of capital is required to make it happen. Right? So if some people have capital, don't know what to do with it, aren't creating a passive income, that's one way to do it. Maybe along the same lines as real estate, you have storage units, right? I don't know if everyone or if a lot of people think of storage units being like a real estate investment, like a a rental income, but storage units are a great way to do that. What about vending routes, right? You could have a vending route that creates a passive income for you. You're not out selling anything, right? Whether, you know, coin-based vending routes, it might sound like a little thing, but look at it this way. What if you have your current career and you had a vending route and you're creating a positive cash flow with it? You have it set up so that you are not completely hands-on. You're maybe 10% hands-on. And then you said, well, that works out pretty good. I got that handled. I'm going to grab another one. Right? I think it's a great idea. Probably the best one that I believe to be the best one is community-based marketing. Other forms of that would be like network marketing or direct sales, or maybe not so much direct sales. That takes a lot. That's really more sales. So community-based marketing, network marketing, multi-level marketing, anything in that realm. We love community-based marketing because that allows the average individual to live an above-average life, in our opinion, for sure. The entry point can be between, you can start as low as $50, right? To get started in network marketing, you have all of the tax advantages of a business owner, and you can start creating a residual income day one. So all of these ideas that I went through, you can create, incredible residual incomes over time. So here's the thing. If you have a ton of capital, you can create a residual income right away with a lot of those other ideas. Then it has to pay back the capital you invested, right? Then you're going to start seeing your profits, which is fine. That's what it takes. However, with community-based marketing, with what we do, it doesn't. The trade-off with community-based marketing is a very low interest or entry rate or entry cost, right? As low as $50 up to, whatever you're doing, whatever company it is. It could be $5,000-$10,000. I don't know. There's different companies doing different things. But let's say with us, for example, you invested in some product for yourself to share out with some friends. Let's say you were all in for $1,000, for example. You can start seeing a return on your investment month one, and creating a residual income month one. Here's the trade-off, like I was talking about. The trade-off is it takes time to create that high residual income. Whereas these others, you could have a $10,000 a month residual income right out of the gate, but it requires a lot of capital. You got to pay back that capital and then look for your profits of that $10,000 a month coming in. Before that becomes profit, you have to pay back, right? Whereas with community-based marketing, you're getting paid back extremely fast. Like I said, you can do that within your first month. Start seeing a profit right away. However, the profits are going to be small in the beginning and they build over time. So what's your trade-off? I think you have to look at yourself and look at your situation and say, am I in a situation where I have a ton of capital? And here's the thing, anything that you choose to do as a residual income or to create a passive income for you or residual income, get together with people who are doing it, pick their brains, get ideas, ask for advice, right? Some of them you might be in competition with, so they're not going to be very happy to give out some of the advice. Others not so much. Others would be happy to give out advice depending on where you're looking. With community-based marketing, it's a little bit different. Well, it's a lot different. If you are working with somebody in community-based marketing, they're going to help you build your business. They're going to help you create a residual income because it's in their financial interest to do so as well. So I always recommend that you talk to, reach out to, don't be scared to ask questions to any different route that you're going. And so, so like I said, the trade-offs is going to be, you have to look at yourself, look at your situation and say, what situation am I in financially right now? Do I have $0 in my pocket or do I have lots of bucks in my pocket? Because you might have lots of bucks in your pocket, but you're like, this is going to run out. I don't want to start working. I don't want to go trade time for money. I need to create some residual income. What am I going to do? Invest in real estate. If you got money, that's just my opinion. I'm not a professional. But I can share with you my opinion over time and all the books that I've read, invest in real estate. Also, community-based marketing. You're going to help other people achieve. You're going to help other people build businesses. You're going to help other people create lifestyles that you are looking for. It's phenomenal. So those are my two favorite. If you have a ton of money, real estate. If you don't, community-based marketing. They're both gonna create a positive impact in your life, in your family's life, in your community's life. And then you get to have, you know, I think a lot of us are looking for that light at the end of the tunnel of that, I want the financial freedom and the time freedom. Looking for it. You have to ask yourself, is what I am doing now going to produce those results? If not, I need to change something that I'm doing now. So look back to how we were programmed in as a child, because that's everything. It's our files. It's what's in it's our financial blueprint. It's what's in us. So look back to how you're programmed, what's your financial proof, and know that that is not fact. Know that that financial blueprint that you have in your head is not fact. It's just what's there. Meaning that you can pull it up, put it on the drafting table, if this is the visualization in your head, putting on the drafting table, grabbing the eraser, changing some things, and saying, wait a second, no, working my ass off hard every day, just like the billions of people around the planet, is not gonna get me what I'm looking for. I need to change that. I need to look at some different ideas, and it's okay. It might sound abnormal to me, but that's okay. Isn't being wealthy abnormal? Isn't being financially free and having time freedom abnormal? Isn't it? Look around. So if you want the abnormal things, you have to do the abnormal things, meaning that you have to change your blueprint from being normal to abnormal. Hope that helps, guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is a little bit longer one today. I hope it added value. And if you guys would want to screenshot this, post on your social media, tag me with one takeaway that you got from this episode. I will give you a shout out on my social media, and I'm going to do a drawing every week to give out something really cool to people who do participate in that. All right, guys, have a fantastic day. Talk to you soon.